Pues sí.
It's good to be back. How thankful I am that God would use something as unworthy as me. Not that I'm anything, but that God loved me enough, knowing all that I've done, that He still freely chose to save me. Don't know how much we'll say on this. I know we'll say nothing in ourselves, but if God will be our helper, He showed us a few things in this. If you want to, we'll be reading out of the 12th chapter of the book of Luke. Bless you. Start there about that 29th verse. It says, "And seek not ye what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind, for all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell that ye have, and give alms. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupt. For where your treasures is, or for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Let your loins be girded about, and your light's burning." But that's far we'll read for right now, maybe. But what God really pressed on us was there in that 33rd verse where it says, "Sell that ye have and give alms, provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corruption, or corrupteth moth." You know, and you think back. They sung that song about meeting your people over there and seeing your people. No doubt that'll be good, but I ain't going to know them as I know them here. But that ain't what I'm worth. What I'm the most thankful for is when I get there, I'm going to get to kneel at the feet of the one that I've laid my treasures in, my belief in, that I've put my faith in, the one who done what no man could do when he saved my soul. That's what a glorious that order gets to shout, knowing that there ain't nobody going to take what God done for me.
Yeah.
It can't be done. They ain't going to rob my salvation. That order get us to shout. Knowing that I'll never be worthy of it. He's still done it for me, and He'll do it for our people if we'll put our treasures in Him, if we'll put our faith in Him, knowing that He's able, because He is able to do it for me. I'm like you, Dean. I've thought about it all day long, how thankful I am. And a lot of times the devil will come by and he'll try to throw up things that I've done in the past. Things that I'm not proud of, and I hope and pray that not even my family finds out about, but God knew them. And He still forgive me of them. There's hope in that treasure. How thankful I am, knowing that He was able to do it for me, yes, and that He's willing to do it for my people.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm thankful that it said that they would, no thief would approach it.
Yeah.
They ain't nobody going to take what He done.
No. No.
They ain't nobody able to steal what my God done for me. When He hung, when He bore my sins to Calvary's cross. A man who never knew sin, He bore it for a wretch like me. I can't stand up here and tell you anything other than what my God done. Thank God for what He done for wretches like me. I've opened this book and I've read, not bragging to myself, but I've read quite a bit of it, tried to. But from Genesis to Revelation, the only thing that you'll ever read in this book is the love of God.
Amen.
You'll see Jesus Christ when He hung for wretches like me. That ought to get us to shout, especially those that know that we're going on. Those that's persuaded us. I'm thankful that He loved me enough. If that's all that I ever say, and if that's the last thing I ever say to anybody else, that's what'll work. It's nothing of us that you're looking at. It never will be, and I hope and pray. I beg that God would take me before I ever get to a place like that, but I know He won't let me. I'm thankful that it's all about Him. It says, "Seek not what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye need of these things." Like it's been preached, and it's preached over and over and taught about and talked about. A lot of times we come in here, we'll get in a rut. We'll get in a groove of coming to church. We know about how long service is going to last. We'll come in, sit down. And instead of giving our attention and our time to God, we'll sit there and think about everything that we're going to do as soon as we walk back out them doors. That right there, church, I hate to say, and this might be a little bold, but God, if God's in it, church, and if God be my helper, I'm going to do that He's laid on my heart. That right there is not laying my treasures up and things not seen. That's not me laying my treasures in heaven if I'm worried about what I'm going to do when I go out there.
Yeah.
It says, "Seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you." Been preached about it a little bit, and I'm not adding to anything, and I'm not bringing up anything, and I'm not trying to be carnal in it. But He brought up about His saint there. Whether that could have been this morning, where it could have been her last bit of bread and cheese, but she loved Him enough to give it to Him. Don't you think that was that lady having faith in God, putting treasures in heaven, knowing that He'd provide for her? I read over not long ago about the woman who had the last measure of meals. Her and her son was going to make it up. They was going to eat of it and die. And the man of God come. When she put her faith in the treasures of things of heaven, that's when God delivered. They lived off of it a long time, I read. And that's not only talking about naturally neither. These burdens that we've been carrying are lost people. There's no place like God had us to say this morning. There's no place to give up in this. Those that endure the end, the same shall be saved. We better be putting our treasure, we better be putting our hope and our treasure in heaven. Because if we put it here, I read, and this might be scatterbrained, but just bear with me. We read over about in Matthew about the sower where He sowed, and the enemy come and planted tares in it. You put your treasure and things down here, and the devil's going to come and he'll swipe it, or he'll do his best to. He'll try to burden us down, but when you put your treasures, and the one that paid it all, for rats like me, that's all I can say is how thankful I am that He loved me enough. that he went for a wretch like me. The things I've done and the things that he went through because I couldn't do it. It's not of me. It says, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not. Since God saved me, he's never forsook me. He's never failed me, not one time. I didn't deserve salvation, let alone for him to walk with me. How thankful I am for them treasures. How thankful I am that it left me out of myself, knowing that I wasn't good enough to do it. It took him and how he was willing to. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. My faith in him. He's been there when not even my natural family could. Not that they didn't try, but there was no comfort there. It was preached about this morning, the things that people do trying to find comfort. Mine was being an alcoholic, and if I testify just a little bit, that'll be all right. He deserves it. I've drunk enough alcohol to probably fill this church, and how ashamed I am of it. But I done all of it trying to fill a void, trying to fill something that I know wasn't going to be reached by that stuff. Yeah. Raised in church, knowing better. Had good parents that raised me in church. Not that they're anything, and I'm not bragging on them. But I'm thankful that they raised me in church. I'm bragging on the God that they served. All manner of things that I done, how I was unworthy of it. And that treasure that I put my faith in, it still ain't failed me. He's a loving God. He's a merciful God, but he's also a just God. I put my faith in him. Thank God that I did, or I wouldn't be standing here. There's no doubt. And it's the best thing that I ever done. My heart's desire is to see my people saved. So God help me to ever put my faith in knowing that he's able. If they just turn to him, knowing how thankful I am that your loins be girded about and your lights burning. You look at that word girded, it means to be tightened. There's no place in this for me to be slack. There's no place for me to ever give up in this. God help me to ever be girded up, to be studied up at all times, to pray without ceasing, to ever be a light to my people. As we are in the last days, knowing that God ain't going to tarry forever. It's time, church, that we figure out just exactly where our treasures are. I know this shook me. It put me in a place that I had to truly look back and realize just exactly where I was at with him. I didn't bring this here for anybody else. It struck me out. It found me out. There was fault in my life knowing. My heart's broke. I've got an uncle that's got cancer, and I'm not being carnal. I don't know of a time that the man's ever been in the church. God help me to ever be like that man. Not that he'd see anything Isaac would, but he'd see that one that I seen that morning high and lifted up when he saved my soul. And a lot of times we come to church defeated before we even get here, knowing, thinking in ourselves that our people ain't going to be here, our lost people. Shame on us. We ought to have faith knowing that God's able.
That's right.
He brought me there when I didn't even want to be in church. The night that I got saved, I don't even remember leaving the house to go to church. I didn't have no desire to be there. I didn't want to be there. But thank God I was. Thank God that the church had their treasure set in a place not here, but in one that was able. And that He was merciful enough to draw me out. God help me to ever have my faith set in Him, knowing that He's able to pull them out. He might not be sitting here tonight, but I know that my God's able. And it might not be this church, but I know that my God's able to pull him somewhere. That might seem short, but that's what's on my heart. I love you, church.
Amen.